You're listening to the show about a young king and a pumpkin. It's Pork Fried Dice.
I'm Eric, and I'm the Dungeon Master.
I'm Abby, and I play Rafina.
I'm Alex, and I play Bathwack.
I'm Denise, and I play Gwen.
I'm KT, and I play Will. And I'm a city creature.
Hold on to your haversacks. Let's roll.
So what game did you lose and had to play over again?
I like how Eric is pretending as though...
It wasn't Gloomhaven! Because the first two scenarios guys, and Jaws of the Lion are so easy. You can't lose.
Babe,
trust me. You babe, didn't lose.
Babe. So babe. Either... Here yeah, are the only two scenarios. Either we played and lost, or I'm giving you the middle finger with my number two. Did you notice that? I didn't mean to do that. I was like, either we lost, and
or
I gave him the middle finger. Or
all right, I'll take the middle finger because we didn't lose.
I took the middle finger back. No. Or you misunderstood the rules and we had to restart and do it over again. Yes. Okay. So this
You're
is
a lost. Different game. No.
This is a really interesting conversation that's going to be listened to by everybody. Mm-hmm.
I also need to point out that you use babe in the way that I use sweetie when I'm talking to my husband, which is you idiot, you idiot, you idiot.
That's so sad because I definitely call you babe in a good way.
But it's
too.
Not sweetie,
because
right?
I'm an idiot generally.
Oh, is it honey?
It's both, I guess, maybe.
It's honey. Yeah.
Honey. Honey. Honey.
I've
marzipan, honey, honey, marzipan.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't bring up the marzipan.
It's switched to marzipan. Marzipan, you didn't take the garbage out.
Earlier today, I was like, do you think Alex was on time last week because he purposefully ate the marzipan and then went to hide and like was running across the house and like was like, where can I go to be safe?
Where's the most public place I could be?
Yeah. I love that you're thinking about it a week later.
That's I have to say, he's on time this week too. Mm-hmm. That's
yes.
amazing.
What
did he
do today?
What did he do?
I don't know. Uh-oh.
He had a headache, so he took a nap. So maybe that's why he's on time, because like he took it because he took a nap. I took a nap too, because specifically for the podcast.
I didn't.
Denise.
I know, but Denise does not seem to need sleep. It's very very
I don't
odd.
Understand.
Or be
I
able to.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's more like
ability
it.
Ability are different.
I had to get up extra early because the furnace guy showed up at. Like way early in the morning to service our furnace, and I had to like pretend like I was already awake.
Service your furnace.
So. Service my furnace.
Hello, ma'am. I'm here to service your furnace.
Yo.
Oh, he serviced your furnace. Shoot.
Dang, I slept through that.
Yeah, you sure did.
You could have got your furnace service too.
Yeah.
That's right.
Man.
Furnace servicing for all.
For three. For three.
Whoa. You service his three. Furnace too?
Yeah, he serviced his own.
Whoa.
So, you know how when we say Eric, that means that he's in trouble?
Yeah. Well, specifically KT, but maybe
oh,
you.
I see.
I could
okay.
see that. I could see being scared if I saw
Eric?
Abby saying Eric. Yeah.
Yeah.
That is a little scary.
I was listening. I was catching up finally on some episodes, on some of our episodes. And I realized why we never got, why it took us so long to get the red and purple, or the green and purple sky one. Because.
Yeah. Why?
She's here. Here's where she tells Eric he's wrong.
Bring it.
Nobody calls them purple grapes. They're red grapes.
There's purple grapes.
No, no, they don't call them purple grapes. They are actually
it's
purple,
like
but
green and
no, there's
right?
the moondrop ones. Those are purple.
They call them purple. Like they say these are purple grapes
because they're like really purple.
But I always thought that
that's
the,
legit.
Really they're like.
Like in terms of like table
guys,
grapes
I'm going to Urban
whatever.
Dictionary for the first time ever. I'm looking up purple grapes.
That's the place.
Oh.
Sorry.
I think red grapes are very different on Urban Dictionary.
Purple grapes. Wait, all right. Here, green, red, and purple grapes. Let's see if it
color
says
grapes.
Alex has beat you to it. Here we go.
No. Oh, God.
What's
no.
Happening?
It's probably like hemorrhoids or something. I don't want to hear. Let's just move along. Let's just.
I'm sorry I brought it up.
Well,
no, that's
purple
legit,
grapes.
Though.
Who knew that by by just talking about grapes.
Yeah, like if you go to the grocery store, they're right.
What?
She's right. The green grapes or red grapes, wow. generally.
But
that is true.
Wow.
The funny thing is, of course, that's not the reason we couldn't get it. We're idiots. That's why we couldn't get it. But I thought it was fun.
I am part of you now.
For the first time.
It's together. I just thought it was funny because I think that even when we solved it, I didn't realize that the green and purple referred to grapes. Mm-hmm. Like, I think that I might have just been half asleep, but like it took me until I listened to the episode to be like, oh crap, green and purple.
Yep.
Grapes. Do I get it?
Also, probably our listeners in Britain and Australia are like, well, Americans must call them purple grapes, not red grapes.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I'm misleading cultural understanding.
Yep.
Yeah, we're like educating some people. It's kind of scary.
Do. All our holiday episodes, they're like, we don't know what the fuck is going on.
And they're like so nice. People that are like talking to us the most, and we're just like,
they lie to me and say that they like it because it's a chance for them to do research.
Yes,
but I know they're
so
lying.
Sweet. Like, it was Mark Jessen, right? Wasn't it Mark?
I think it was Mark. Yeah.
He's such a nice lie.
I actually believe Mark. I think he really likes research. I will believe that one.
Mark seems like he would totally fit in and that he would be your friend. Like, you guys would be nerds together. You guys are so similar. He seems nerdy just like you in the best way.
I like how you're saying that, like, none of you could be my friend, but maybe Mark could.
Maybe you could get a friend.
I'm not nerdy
through this
right
project.
Way.
It'd be like, Mark would join us,
Eric,
and finally someone would be your friend, Eric.
Oh my god.
All right, what am I doing?
I don't know. What are you doing?
Yeah, you called it. Previously on Pork Fried Dice.
Yay.
Are you going to take of my hair? Pottery bread, now it's story time. Remember ye the when and the where. They were royalty in their prime. They told her to make male dragonborn squirt. Pottery bread. Now it's story time. Without fighting nor making things hurt, she said she'll be no breeder of thine.
That's awesome.
They told him to fend off a goblin-y horde. Pottery bread, now it's story time. When facing his foe, he laid down his sword.
Twas
exiled for his clement war crime. As ye have taken of my hair. Pottery bread, now it's badger time. I pray ye find a den or a lair. The forager usually goes southeast now by.
Yay!
Oh, and then it just cut off because I couldn't figure out how to fade out.
That's so
excellent. Wow.
That was so great.
Oh, I love it. I love it.
Now my head hurts. Whenever you make me laugh, I smile so hard during those while I'm trying not to, like, giggle.
It's you smiling slash grimacing.
Oh, no. No, I was just trying to help you at one point. I was like, no, not yet. Oh, that was really good. What made you think of that song?
Because fair rhymed with hair.
Oh. Oh, okay. You just picked a song.
I just picked
and
a song.
Just went.
And I knew it. The tune.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, that was fantastic.
So, yeah. Is that a good recap? Does everybody know what happened?
It took me the whole song to remember because I was still thinking about the last episode I listened to. And I'm like, what is going on?
But by the end of the song, did you remember what's happening? Well, then it's perfect, right?
There was a hairy guy and we're off to find the badger.
Yes. And there are a couple stories told by Dragonborns that may or may not have more truth to them than story to them. And then the Supreme Forager's gone, and it's a female dwarf.
Yes.
What did you say about Dragonborn Squirt?
They told her to make male Dragonborn Squirt.
Ew! I didn't realize that's what he said. I honestly I did not mean to just point that part out.
I was worried that's what was happening.
God!
Pretty graphic.
So fucked up.
Well, I mean,
what the hell?
The first incarnation of that line was something about like making like squirts, like little dragonborn.
Uh-huh.
But then I changed my mind.
Yeah, he went the worst way.
Yeah. It was fantastic.
Well, it was Denise's one, so you had to. Yeah, that makes sense. Denise is totally like, if it doesn't, she's like me. Like, if it doesn't do something like that, you're just disappointed. That's amazing. All right. And then we were going to get badgers.
Yeah. It was in the recap.
And mushrooms. And snakes.
Oh, yeah. And we all danced.
We got so excited about 2003 altogether.
Yes. Oh, my God. 2003. That's insane.
So, yeah, you left Rogers.
Did we know
behind.
Where we were supposed to go?
He said the forager usually
Southeast.
Goes that way.
Southeast.
It was in the recap.
Okay. All right. Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
And
the forager usually goes southeast. Now bye.
That was
my
awesome.
Timing was off, so I only got one bye in.
Yeah, now bye.
It was still good. It was perfect.
It was really good. It was really funny.
Yep. So there you are. Rock. Roger was waving in his door, and he just went out of view as you went around a tree and over a hill. You went over a hum. And
went humming over the hill.
Now you're alone in the woods and you're just kind of going generally southeast.
Okay, southeast.
Okay.
Do we see anything? Roll perception.
Go, Abby. Play D&D.
I didn't open roll 20.
I didn't either. Oh,
that's on you.
It is.
All on you.
Oh, man.
Okay. Oh,
shoot.
Ooh,
with advantage?
Oops, dang it. Why am I advantaging?
Well, the first one counts, so 18 perception.
Nice.
All right. So you, in the forest, you see trees, you see leaves, you see bushes, you see undergrowth, you see Mo leading the way, looking furiously about and sniffing the air for signs of badger. Mm. But right now, you don't see any badger yourself, Rafina. I'm sorry to say.
Well, that was a wasted perception roll.
Yep. Mark it off your perception roll list. I don't know.
We're all just like,
quota.
Well, like, we're.
Oh, yeah. Go.
But we're so confident now that there are no badgers here.
That's right. That's true.
That's pretty good.
You can relax for a minute.
There's gotta be a badger.
I like how, like, we just haven't said it. I mean, if we're walking silently through the forest. After
silently.
This, yeah, that's what I'm saying. We're just silent.
Stoically.
We haven't said anything.
Just crunch, crunch,
crack.
Crick,
crack.
Yeah. Super awkward.
Will is stepping on all of the sticks.
Yes.
All the twigs, specifically.
Yeah. Don't get that one.
Nope, no good. No good. Nope, can't use that one.
Bathwack is tripping over things he wouldn't normally trip over because his legs are a lot shorter.
Oh my gosh, yes.
Oh, I forgot that he was shorter.
Oh, that's probably true, yeah. Like all these small, scraggly trees I would just ignore. They're like redwoods.
Yeah. Wow.
Gwen looks back to Bathwack and is like, do you want me to carry you? Is that going to make it be a little quicker that way?
Absolutely not. Thank you, though.
Well,
he says, astride a tree. Stuck.
Rafina, do you want me to carry you?
Oh, no, I was going to offer to carry Bathwack.
Okay.
You can give some tips about how to navigate the woods.
Walk like a penguin. Remember penguin. On ice.
I see. One of the many forest creatures.
I once hear of God and his penguin. It's far away. Apparently it is in cold place.
God?
God!
Oh, another, like the luminous lobster. No, like, wait, not the lobster.
Yeah, that, yes. The luminous lobster of love, you mean?
Yes. Yes. Did we ever meet him?
Oh, no. I never meet either. But I do worship.
You worship something you've never met?
Yes. That is faith.
It is fate.
Faith?
Oh, faith.
Fate? What is fate?
Fate is what happens to you when you don't look where you're walking and you hit a tree.
Oh, okay. I've met fate many times.
How you doing on tracking a badger there, Mo?
I don't know. We just leave. I don't find any sign yet, but okay. We keep going southeast. It's been about 2 minutes.
Oh, shoot. Okay. We thought that sometimes.
I like fast results.
I mean, we can fast forward if you want.
No.
No, of course not.
What do you... of course not. This is pork fried dice. No fast forward.
Of course not. This is reality. We can't fast forward.
We go slightly slower than normal time, at least slightly. Let us take Touché. 20 minutes to have 2 minute conversation.
Touché.
So yeah, he's going to keep leading the way and heading through the woods.
I roll to see if I see any animals at all.
Okay.
I'm going to see an animal and not know it's an animal.
Nature check.
Yeah, exactly. All right, let's see. Nature.
Nature.
Hey.
That is a 14 plus 0.
That's not bad.
Terrible.
Why isn't it like a negative 5?
I don't know. I would take points in something else. I would negative 45 it. I don't care.
You hear this high-pitched sound that you have heard based on description you think is bird song.
Are you kidding me? I don't even know what a bird is.
You're pretty sure that's probably what it is.
Is this birds? I'm not going to ask that. Is what I'm hearing birds?
No, it's music.
Okay. Well, it's funny. I guess we wouldn't have heard any birds in
Barovia.
Oh, the horrible place we were at, whose name is just escaping me.
Roger's Barovia. House.
Barovia.
Roger's house.
Whose house?
Roger's.
That was such a nice place.
He's like,
I imagine there were bird sounds all over Roger's house.
Yeah, but no, Barovia only had bats, rats, and wolves.
That's true.
Bat
ravens.
Songs.
Ravens.
Yeah, that's true. There were
ravens. But those were all people.
Oh, wow. I had no idea.
Weird. I mean, I don't know what's in Barovia.
Yeah.
You were just assuming.
I just thought.
That's what we've been doing this whole time is telling you about Barovia. So now you do know. There, now time has passed, Eric.
Oh my God. Fast forwarded. We did it, guys.
Not too far. Ooh.
Okay. Ooh. I'm done.
I thought Abby's ooh was a sound effect. Did anyone hear that? It was like a perfect ooh. It was like something.
I'll let you have that one. You can put it in the soundboard.
I have a sound from KT on my soundboard. You want to hear it?
What? Yeah. Yeah.
What is that?
Ooh.
What is that? What are you doing?
I don't know. It's labeled KT Mystical.
We must have recorded that as like a...
I think we mentioned it while we were playing and I put it on my soundboard.
Oh, that's probably
but I don't
from
know,
some session.
I don't know the context or what I'm supposed to use it for, and
no
I forget
idea.
That it's there until I look at my soundboard
that's
sometimes.
That's really funny. Wow.
We did it, guys.
Yes.
Stupid. Okay. Well, if we fast forwarded, something must be happening. Oh, wait. We're standing here, and then we have to fast forward again.
I think I found... Guys, I think this might be it.
You found a badger cave?
No, not yet, but I think these are tracks of at least something like badger.
Oh, great.
Good enough for me.
Wait, did you find poop?
No, tracks. Not scat. No, track.
Not scat. Okay.
Track scat.
Track scat.
Somewhat similar. But different.
Okay.
What is it called when you're not looking and you run into scat?
A bad day.
Okay.
Wah, wah.
So I follow. You follow me?
Oh, I'm following you.
How many of us need to catch the badger?
Like, I think all of us need to stick together.
Really? Just for catching Agreed. Some kind of animal?
What is Will look
do you
like
want
right
me to
now?
Carry you?
No!
I have a vision in my head of Gwen carrying everybody.
Yeah.
Like, yep. Everyone's just piled on
she
top of each other and Gwen's
you.
Carrying
just
everybody.
Relaxing, like, stretched out, head behind their hand, hands behind their head, that kind of thing.
Yep.
Do you happen to have one of those art. Chair things with the handles? If so, you and Bathwack can carry it. Oh, wait, no. Bathrat can't carry me anymore.
Yeah, he's a little shorter than usual. Which we need to really kind of talk about that because
I feel like I could pick Will up anyway.
I
could pick Will up.
Come on, come and get me. I'm gonna like dance around him. I'm serious. I'm gonna
wow.
dance.
All
I
right,
figured...
fine. I'm really curious. I want to try to grapple Will and deadlift him up into the air. Yeah.
Okay.
Will trips on a twig.
Well, do I have to roll a dex roll?
So you're trying to get away, right?
Yes, I'm trying to stay away from mm-hmm. him like you, how you would with a kid.
Sure.
Who
so
have...
do a contested dexterity check, both of you.
This is effed up.
Oh, that's not good. Dexterity's not good for me.
But I might roll terribly. Let's
Do I have to take
oh,
a...
Oh, no,
a
dis- I did roll bad. Oh,
no, no
I...
you're fine.
Oh, no.
You just gonna spend a fucking luck point on this?
Oh my god, I love it when that happens. That seems to happen to like Will and
Twinsies.
Everybody all the time.
You guys, you make
this,
me fucking have
I know,
to fucking
that's really
arbitrate.
Hard. So what? No. I don't think it has to be a fight. Something funny could happen. Something great could happen. We both
exactly. I have to come up with something. Something great could happen. It's not pressure at all. Something amazing could occur.
Good thing there's a natural world with laws.
Because like when you like contest against a monster, usually you just weigh in favor of the player, but you guys are always rolling against each other and you always roll
so
that
which
same
one of us
goddamn
is the monster?
Number. All right, so is Gwen or Rafina interfering with this tete-a-tete in any way?
No, I'm collecting twigs.
Yeah, Gwen's enjoying this.
Damn it, you guys!
Sorry!
Mo isn't either! I'm not even helping me!
Oh my god.
We could re-roll.
No!
Or we could just make it up. All right, so.
That's what I was trying to do!
I'm talking about all of us. Like, me and Alex, too, because I love the fact that we rolled the same. So I don't care. Honestly, I don't care if you even lift me up, but I think that because we matched, it has to be something different. Like.
He lifts you up, like, in that movie with Patrick Swayze, Dirty Dancing.
And
I was imagining I could, like, get just, like. Get your legs in the air somehow, and then you end up doing a cartwheel.
And then I'm like, I have no idea how I did that. That was pretty awesome.
All right, so
okay.
Well, you both still need to make a contested strength check for the grappling.
Oh, come on.
Well, that's going to happen regardless, so maybe that'll give me some inspiration.
All right, here we go. Strength?
So make a strength check.
Oh. My strength is...
Oh, well, someone rolled a
mine
certain number.
Because even if I roll a natural 20, I'll still lose because mine is a -1. Where's the strength?
Maybe you roll a natural 1.
Okay.
It's a flying cartwheel.
16.
All right, so
yeah,
you're dancing around each other, and it's lasting.
You in the air like a gymnast.
Well, I want to know: does Bathwick start dance? You say you were dancing around each other. Does he start dancing right away, or do I bug him into moving? That's what I want to know. Does Will bug Bathwick into action, or does Bathwick immediately do whatever he's doing?
Like, is he whimsical about it?
Yeah.
Is he whimsical? No, he's dead serious. I'm going to lift Will up, right? I'm going to make this happen.
So, you're circling around each other, and you keep hopping around Bathwack, and he keeps kind of predicting your moves, and this lasts, like, 20 seconds longer than you would imagine it would. Like, one of you could try to...
I'm starting to be annoyed.
Like, very uncomfortable.
Wait a second, this was supposed to be fun, but now I'm annoyed.
Gwen's like, I've seen dances like this at the Rolodex Arena.
You start throwing knives at each other.
And so eventually he's able to get like a grip on one of your feet, which would like be like not enough normally, but like he's able to lock on with like this iron grip.
Okay.
And he like turns and he's like falling and he onto his back and pivoting down, and he reaches with his hand that is grabbing your foot and just like boosts you straight up into the air. Like you're standing on his palm as he's falling down, and you're like just almost like floating there in midair for a second.
Okay.
Oh my god.
And then he falls on his back, and you fall right on top of him.
Oh no! Ah! I get up as soon as I can.
You can't.
I killed him.
Dust myself off. I'm pretty happy.
Okay, Will is very confused.
I'm like relieved. I still feel like I can.
Yeah.
I can.
You feel like you had a willing participant. You could boost them up easily.
I don't understand how your musculature works. How are you like a teensy thing now, and you're still strong? You just threw a grown human in the air.
That was kind of impressive.
Must be magic. Must be magic. Bethwex smiles.
Oh, better watch out for you then.
Oh, yeah, he killed someone.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
How dare he?
What do you mean? I kill lots of people.
Yeah, exactly.
Wait, what? Excuse me?
I think all of you have.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. I look at Gwen, though, because she does seem defensive. Like,
how many people have you killed?
How many people have I killed?
Mm-hmm.
Well...
It's hard to count.
No. Maybe one. But he was bad and he deserved it. It was Merrick Crumplemeyer.
Holy shit. We witnessed your first killing of somebody?
Wow.
Wow.
That hot?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Deception.
Calm down, Mo. Woo.
Wait, is Gwen lying?
Maybe she is not.
Roll really an quick? Insight check, I guess.
I want to roll insight too, because that's fascinating to Will.
Insight. I'm not figuring this out, but
all right.
I guess 17.
Gwen, roll a deception check privately, please. Slash W me, and then
okay.
Slash W Alex.
Yeah. Slash W. I got this. There we go.
So Alex rolled a 7. I rolled a 17. And Denise is privately rolling.
Yeah.
So
I did
see
it right. Okay.
I see your roll. I don't think anybody else does. And then you just tell me what your deception modifier is.
Okay. I'll just tell you that. It's 4.
Okay.
And hold on a second.
Okay.
One more thing. Okay.
Okay. I am going to send some messages in the chat.
Oh.
Uh-oh.
Wow, so many secrets. I'm going to be exploding with secrets. I already am exploding with secrets.
Gwen has nothing to hide.
All right.
Wow, someone's first murder.
Oh, it's not a murder.
Yeah?
No.
What is it?
Because... I simply...
He hurt my candy store, and so I was like, it's okay to kill this guy, right? I mean... Well,
and I mean, he didn't just do that. I mean, he hurt a lot. He hurt a whole town. He had a whole town under his finger.
Mm, you're right. I mean, I agree. I was just wondering what it takes for a candy princess to kill somebody. I mean... Well, I mean... Also, you didn't seem, like, too upset after witnessing the death of another person. I mean, I know when I first saw that, that wasn't pleasant.
Well,
Will,
I mean,
what are you insinuating?
I don't know.
Are you trying
Are
you trying to get this dragonborn on the wrong side? I think she's a little bigger than you.
Yeah, she is. But I mean, I just thought it was interesting.
I mean, well, are you bored right now? I'll make you some tea if you're bored.
A lot of people died in the pineapple wars. I mean, my brother and my family have been in battle. I've certainly seen people perish before. Mm.
Are they of the Dole family?
The Dole clan. The Dole clan.
It's like Rafina's so she's like intimately aware of all the history.
Yes. That's
amazing. Emotionally attached to everyone.
Yeah.
The Dole family.
D-U-L-L.
Oh.
What?
Dull.
No, I'm kidding.
Dull.
Wait, who said something last? I think it was Denise.
Yeah, I say, like, it's not the first time I've seen someone die. I've seen people be killed before.
Right, but it's a different thing, Will says, to see someone die and to participate in the killing of said person. That's all I'm going to say.
Agreed.
Hey, Forrest, watch out. Here come a bunch of royalty people. Also some regular people. Make way for the royals. And we'll just start strolling off in whatever direction. Mo is like, he's like gesturing towards Mo like, yeah, let's go, Badger, something.
I'm not. Oh, my God.
Here, Badger.
Mo's gonna have to be like, shh, Will, that's not how you find a badger.
All right, that's what Mo says, and then yeah? What does Will say?
Okay, Will says, I know, but I have to, like, irritate everybody, or who knows what my character arc.
And then what does Mo say?
Oh, you're meta, like that Rafina. Yay. And then Will's like, how do you know the word meta, but you don't know the word alley? Okay, stop. Please.
God, I was about to fall asleep, guys.
He didn't know what an alley was. Damn. All right.
Okay. You squeezed my leg. That means it's time for me to do something.
I squeezed your leg because I'm feeling self-conscious.
Ah, isn't it a great feeling?
It's like that feeling when you kill somebody.
Yeah, it's like the feeling when you kill somebody.
It's not funny.
I mean, Will walked away, but we don't have to change scenes if you don't. You guys can talk amongst your royal selves, Will says as he pokes back into the scene.
Will, I'm not a royal. You guys apparently are with your crowns. No crown here.
I don't see a crown.
Will, what'd I say before?
I don't know. I thought I said that.
That is not the badger flute. None of us have a badger flute.
Badger flute?
Wait.
We need a badger flute? I know exactly who would have a badger flute, and I look at Rafina.
I loaned my badger flute out before we left on this adventure, guys.
To who?
Yeah. Who needs it more than us?
When? Which adventure?
Maybe we can swing by Beartoggle and pick up your badger flute.
All right, I dropped it in the river. I'm sorry, I forgot. I just wanted to tell you.
Oh my God, Abby makes everything amazing.
All right, that's going on my list. Various notes.
Oh my God.
There's a badger flute somewhere in the river.
Yeah. Oh they all God. All the lines start with Rafina. So many of
it's
them.
It's incredible.
Do.
I don't know how you just come up with amazing stuff. It's amazing. I don't know.
Now I'm feeling so self-conscious.
Yeah! Woo! It's the self-conscious podcast.
Three down.
A bunch of people who don't want to be on a podcast are somehow on a podcast. And they make a podcast together about Dungeons and Dragons. And they laugh like fools, and sometimes they get mean comments, and most of the time they get cool comments, and what the fuck is going on? Guys, I don't want to be on this podcast.
It's got to be our new theme song at the beginning of each episode. I love it so much.
For season 3.
It's called Introverts Play D&D. Oh my God. Oh.
Wait, but I'm an extrovert.
I know. I don't.
I know.
Why are you here?
I suddenly can smell you.
I'm Chad over. I'm so Chad.
Yeah, Chad.
No, Chad is a total introvert.
I think relative to my husband, I'm an extrovert, but I'm not really.
It's true. Yeah, that's the same as me. Like, I definitely, I obviously can talk to people and, like, But then at the end of a conversation, I'm like, okay, I need to go lay down for 8 hours and not exactly. talk to anybody.
Or hide under a table.
Yeah. We took the Myers-Briggs test tonight again. Because we do that for fun sometimes.
Yeah.
And that's the one bar that's like.
You did it tonight?
Yeah. Like tonight. 2 hours ago.
Yeah. Yes.
And that's that. The first bar is the one that's always completely full for me.
Introvert. Although yours did say like 10% extrovert. And I was like, what?
I probably answered one question slightly down. Like
slightly agree. Jeez Louise.
Oh, man.
All right.
Is it the first letter? The first letter is the I or the
it's
E?
Yep,
that's
e
the first one.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I've never gotten an E there for sure.
No, it's not possible.
How about you, though, Abby?
I don't think I've ever gotten an E there, but I haven't taken it as many times as you have. I think you're kind of obsessed with it.
Alex's is just I.
But,
and Denise's is E.
Yeah. So great.
That's perfect.
Now, the last two letters keep changing for me depending on when I take the test.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
How judgy you're feeling.
That happened to me tonight.
That happened to me tonight. And really? It has never happened. I have always tested the exact same, except for tonight. And it was the opposite tonight.
And I was saying that the coronavirus can change your personality.
It completely. Mm. I was like, this is a hard test to take because I know it. Like, one of the questions is like, would you like to go to a big social gathering? And like, you know, and I usually would always say no, but like, I was like, I really want to go, but I answered it truthfully as like normal me, but I'm like so starved for like human attention at all, like human conversation, human handshakes and hugs and everything.
That still still sounds gross.
I think Alex might actually get on an airplane after this. Like,
I think
he might actually. I know. He's like, I kind of feel like we should go somewhere.
Yes.
I really shouldn't have. I should have said that to myself.
I know. I've been planning ever since.
I mean, yeah, like for real.
And then we found a badger.
And then we found
a mushroom in a steak.
Yep. The good news is 10 months of social isolation has not made it easier for me to talk to any of you.
Poor Eric.
All right.
Okay.
You guys.
Oops.
Hi.
Assertive.
Oh, wow.
Ouch. That doesn't really hurt.
Fine.
Oh, that hurts.
Oh, my goodness.
Does that hurt? Does that hurt?
Ow.
That hurt.
I'm sorry, guys.
I'm so sorry.
That used to happen at the Rolodex of Rooney, too.
Anyway. Mm-hmm. So, after a few run back and interjections, I guess Will accompanies Mo on the badger tracking excursion through the woods.
Okay.
And maybe everybody follows. I don't know.
Yeah, it's just me and Mo now, guys.
But
hunters.
Mo seems like he's got
hunter bros.
He's got the scent, if you will.
Oh, I'm like, what are you smelling? Like, what is it about the badger? Is it like its glands? Is it like something even worse?
It's kind of combination. It is glands, but they're very close to butt.
No.
Every creature has its own scent. I mean, Will, you smell different than Bathwack, and Rafina definitely has her own scent. I mean,
yes,
everybody has a different scent.
Ode to Rafina.
Stop
She's right.
smelling me.
I thought the badger was going to ceremonially stir the stew or something. It's not going to go
oh,
in
Oh, no, we
it.
Need badger meat.
But...
You misunderstood.
Bathwack, are you going to be upset that we kill the badger because you're a vegetarian? Or are you just a vegetarian for dietary needs? Oh, okay. Wait, why? Why are you a vegetarian then?
That guy eats bacon.
You can't just ask someone that.
Oh, sorry. I thought we were all friends.
I mean, it's super weird, but you can't ask.
It's what's super weird. Oh, that he wants to kill a badger and...
No, that you not eat meat.
But he's had fish tacos and sausage.
Wait, I didn't eat the sausage, right?
Oh, you just wanted to. We could see the look in your eyes. You were eating it with your... You were digesting it with your eyes. Doesn't that count?
Well, Mo, it's more meat for us. Amen.
Yeah, sure. I mean, okay. Great.
Some people just don't like meat. I'm just curious okay. why he doesn't like, maybe he just doesn't like meat. I guess so. If he's okay with killing a badger, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
Or killing a human.
Let's all look right. at him until he answers.
Oh, let's all stare
let's
at him.
Let's all look at him.
Mo, I love that idea. And I just stare at him more.
No, you
I just mumbled that it tastes good. Yeah, that's all I mumbled.
Wait, what tastes good?
Things that aren't meat?
Things that aren't meat.
Oh.
Things that aren't, well, you know, I like fish.
Yeah, that's meat. You're a pescatarian. I think we've already established.
I'm just not a big fan of, you know, wolf or raven or, you know, sausage.
Badger?
Badger? Probably not. If I was really hungry, sure.
It's a little gamey, but if it's cooked right, I bet you would love it.
Do you like human?
Mo,
never
hello?
Tried it.
I'm
look
right
at
here.
Will out of the corner of my eyes.
God, you jerk!
Sorry, you say I'm not supposed to talk about it.
No, but what's funny is like my eyes flick toward Will, mostly because I'm aware that Will is going to be uncomfortable and I'm worried about it.
Oh.
But Will probably takes this the wrong
yes,
way.
I do. I'm the only human in the group. I'm suddenly realizing there's like three people here. Apparently, three people here think it would be okay to eat me. And then I look at Rafina. I wasn't talking about you, but now I could have been I don't know, Rafina, actually.
I'm brewing tea right now.
Is it human tea?
I need to concentrate.
Oh.
She's picking leaves and putting it into the canteen. And, but she's only picking the leaves out of the badger footprints. When we drink this tea,
she's
we
making
will
badger
all
repellent.
Be- hey, I'm talking. When I put, honey. When we drink this.
Sorry.
We will all be able to track the badger after we drink this tea.
Oh, when is it ready?
5 days.
That's a little past
long.
Yeah, I think that's past the,
well,
the date.
I'm going to try to do the rapid brew. Not guaranteed on the results, but definitely it's going to be delicious no matter what.
Okay. I mean, I trust Rafina. Should we wait till tea is done?
No, we need to find the badger now, because if we care at all about this, which I don't, we need to bring the badger meat over to the things in the whatever is. I don't know why I'm on this adventure at all. My goodness.
You're on it to help people. We're all here to help people. And right now we're helping the umlauts.
And we're on our way to wherever you live anyway. So it's not like you're not getting anything.
Will stops in the middle of the woods and puts his arms out and spins around like, this is not where I live. This is a hellscape of nature and dead leaves and dead things and things that smell like badgers and slimy stuff. And it never stops. It goes on and on until we reach civilization. And then when we reach civilization, we destroy it, apparently.
Will, I have good news.
What?
I find hole in ground. It's where badger is.
Oh, am I supposed to be quiet now? Okay, everybody, shh.
You go first.
No, what? Mo, wait a second. Was that a joke?
No, you complained about hellscape. This is path to get back. To where you go. You go in hole and we get badger. And he's gesturing to this pretty small hole.
Oh, small.
Pretty small.
Oh,
like,
really?
You all can
small.
Fit, but...
Oh, no!
It's rough. It's going to be a tight fit.
No!
Oh, no.
I mean, Rafina and Bathwack, you're going to be fine.
Oh.
But everybody else, it's going to be a little bit of a squeeze.
Claustrophobia! That's so tight.
All right.
Have nightmares about going into holes like that.
Does
oh
Will?
Oh my god. Probably. I don't know. I don't know. My god.
Here's your one chance to separate Will from you.
He loves going down holes in the middle of forest.
He sleeps in folded up sleeper
oh
sofas.
Oh god. This is just terrible. All right. Let's
he likes to be in Murphy beds when they're still up against the wall.
Yeah, exactly.
he wakes up and he has the suit on. Like, it's like he's a vampire, but he's just coming out of a Murphy bed. Yeah. Like,
that was my go-to because I used to get folded up in sleeper beds, like when we would visit my grandma God. And stuff.
Don't kids like die doing that?
I don't know. It was fun. I don't have claustrophobia at all.
Oh, I definitely
we
do.
we had a Murphy bed at our first house that we owned together. I miss it.
Really?
It was a cool thing. Yeah.
That is really cool. That is I think as a kid, when I first saw that on a movie, mm-hmm. I was like, I gotta have that right. when I grow
uh-huh,
up.
Me
like,
too.
It's so
I think
cool.
in my mind it was like, this is only in Pink Panther movies.
I certainly have never gotten to actually see a real Murphy bed.
I don't think I have.
So cool.
You guys gotta move
Listeners,
to a house with
a Murphy bed.
I mean, I guess we could put a Murphy bed in our house, but that seems a little like too much work.
Best it's choice so would cool, be if you though. Move to a house with a Murphy bed, but
no,
if
but
you
like,
install
you
one,
could,
that's
like,
okay.
Yeah, you could install one and you could like build secret passageways and make your house just into
Wait
like
a
cool Clue house or
something.
That's a
different
something.
Thing altogether.
Listen, I don't care. Murphy beds are just as cool.
You could
as,
also
like,
have a pool with a water slide.
No, I'm just saying, if you're doing carpentry to like add depth and add a Murphy bed, I'm assuming, you know what? I don't know the details of carpentry. What am I talking about? Are we in a Dungeons and Dragons game anymore?
No!
There's a badger in that Murphy bed, guys.
Okay, so how deep does the hole look?
It's hard to say.
Oh, no.
It's
no.
very dark.
No.
Bathwack, it's time for you to show your quality.
Oh my God, Bathwack, she's right!
What?
It's not straight down. It's not like you like go in and like drop in. You have to like it's like a
yeah,
like a slope, a shallow slope into the earth.
Put your shield on your back and get into that hole and slide. Do it, please. Nobody else can fit. I can fit. But right. I'm still brewing tea.
I mean, everybody can fit. Everybody can fit. It's not a big deal for Rafina and Bathwack. It's a squeeze for Will and Mo and
all right.
Gwen.
Gwen Did and Mo anybody? Are way bigger no. than me, though. So if it's a squeeze for them, then I have a little
it's
more
less
room.
Of a squeeze for you.
Good. I just slide right down. No way!
I mean,
no way.
Gwen, Rafina and Bathwack could kind of hunker down and penguin their way in. But
Penguin!
Penguin!
But
yay!
You're going to be getting some mud on your belly and or back.
Oh, this is so hilarious, DM, says Will.
It's almost as if I knew who was going to have to go in this hole.
Great.
Almost.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Almost.
So who go first?
I mean, I would, but I feel that it'd be better for one of the
it's fine. I'll go.
Inclined people to go.
Okay, I'll go ahead, Bathwack. I'll go after you.
But be careful.
Yeah, can you see in there? Like, do you have a way to see? Do I need to use my light?
Do you need a light?
Or something.
Yeah, can you see okay?
Hold on. Let me see how I'm going to light things up.
Do you want me to just touch your sword so it lights up?
Ooh, you can do that.
Oh, can you do that? That'd be great.
Yeah, so...
Then I don't have to use the torch.
Also, your robe of eyes gives you dark vision.
Oh, right. Yeah, but I mean, it'd be nice to have a torch for everybody else.
Listen to this guy being so considerate.
So,
what a weird well.
Gwen's going to touch your sword then. It's going to light up a 20-foot radius for an hour.
Sweet.
Yay.
Nice. Ooh, that's amazing.
Is Gwen's light spell, is it just like sunlight or is it like pink?
Oh, it's pink.
Okay, good. Just making sure.
It's like a candy light. It's not just like a white like incandescent light. It's just like a warm pinkish candy feeling sweet light.
Yeah,
you put like a light bulb put made out of a bubblegum awesome. Lollipop.
Yeah, you put an LED in a sweet tart.
Yeah.
Here.
Will watches Gwen do that, and he's like, why didn't I ever think of casting light on someone else's stuff for them? In his head, he's like, "Why am I? I'm really selfish. I'm entirely selfish." Oh. Wow, sweet.
Will's crying a little bit.
Like he doesn't say anything, but that's what he, in his head he's just looking on, like, "What the fuck?"
Will selfish?
I know. Crazy.
All right. So, Bathwack, you waddle down into this hole, into the earth.
Oh, gosh.
And there he goes. Oh, there and the pink light follows along, and he's glowing a little bit as you're watching him go, and then it...
I can send him a message and ask if he's okay if we can't see him anymore.
That's true.
I would do that up until... I think it's like
100. Up until you get bored.
Oh, shoot, I'm sorry. I just clicked it, and now it's everywhere. 120 feet.
So, Bathwack, you make your way in through this sort of tight sphincter, if you will, in the earth. I say that because it's not tight for very long, and it quickly opens up into more of like a passageway that people would be more comfortable in. Mm. It's more of just like a tight sort of... I mean, I said it right the first time, sphincter. That's a very apt way of describing it.
That's the only way of describing it, guys.
Sure.
Did we crawl into the badger's intestines? That is what's happening right now.
Well, you haven't, Rafina. Only Bathwack has.
Oh, my gosh.
It's the royal we.
Did you actually brain text me?
What? Yes, I would have said...
Did you actually brain text me?
Yes. Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Oh, you did send me a message?
Yes. Can you hear me? I've answered that question. Like,
that was your message? Can you hear me?
Oh, wait, is that...
Yes.
What's happening? What's happening?
Alex is busy being an I.
Is he messing with me? What am I... All right.
No.
The message he sends is just like...
Not yet.
Are you okay? No, I'm excited to hear how you mess with Will.
The message back is,
the message back is they're everywhere.
You guys, there's a lot of badgers in there, apparently. I'm like gesturing for people to go.
Oh, no! Yeah. Mo dives in head first.
We need to get in there.
Yeah, Mo dives in head first.
Oh, God.
Wait, what do I actually see? Nothing yet.
Not really. Yeah,
just I say, Bathwack, we're coming.
Okay.
Back in a message.
Okay.
Rafina grabs Will and yanks him down the tunnel with her.
I get stuck sideways.
My secret hope was that Will would come down here.
Do you yank him by the foot or the hand?
It's sort of the calf.
Okay. All right. So your foot gets pulled out from under you.
Oh no.
And Rafina drags you down this hole on your butt.
Okay. Do I hit my head on the circle as you're like the opening?
The sphincter?
The sphincter? Do I hit my head on the sphincter? Do I?
No, you keep you're keeping your body, I'm assuming, as far away from all the surfaces as possible.
So you're saying as soon as I fall, I do like a luge.
Uh-huh.
A luge.
Yeah,
pose.
The skeleton or whatever. No, that's head first, sorry. Yeah, you're losing.
I picture myself like out of a horror movie, like you hear Will screaming through the woods. There's all the birds are flying and I'm clawing my way and then I disappear in the hole and you don't hear the scream anymore.
Uh-huh. Yep. Just a faint pink light emanating from the sphincter in the ground.
Guys, it's going to be a real sphincter.
And Gwen is just standing there. She's the last one.
Oh, she's going to go. Go ahead in at this point. She's like, okay, well, you know, like, yeah, I'll squeeze in.
Yep. Suck it in. So yeah, you all find yourself in this this earthen tunnel. Anybody except Rafina and Bathwack has to like really hunch over, but you can at least stand up. Like you're not squirming on your belly.
And I'm like, what is going on, Bathwack?
Will, can you turn around real quick, Will? You just got a little dirt on the back of you. I was going to just get that off of there for you.
He starts compulsively prestidigitating. Yes.
There's that spot, though, on the back that you can't reach. You're, like, reaching above your shoulder and up your back.
Yes.
Where are they, Bathwack? You said they're everywhere. I don't see anything.
Oh, I just wanted to get Will down here.
I don't see anything yet, down here.
I know. Well, yeah. See, Will, you should be very flattered that he thought you would run in the at the intimation of danger.
Yeah, I know. What is up with that? Don't you think I would have just been like, guys, there's a lot of things down there. Let's leave.
No,
I mean...
you guys best friends.
That's hilarious.
Mo looks very confused.
All right. Now I want to kill 1,000 badgers because you said that.
See, look, now we've got the fighting spirit. It's worked out perfectly. Let's go, tally forth.
Are you kidding, Bathwack? I swear to God. Fourth. It's a tally fourth. Oh, my God.
I'll stay in the front. It's fine.
R.I.P. Nick.
R.I.P. Nick. Okay.
Penic.
Yes, that recap was for delivery
ever.
All right. So you guys either walk forward or waddle forward, depending on your height.
Yeah.
Through this short tunnel. Oh, not goodness. For very long. It quickly opens up into a large, I wouldn't call it cavern, because it's still the roof, the ceiling is very low.
Yeah, this is just packed dirt. Is it like the lizard folk tunnels?
Kind of, yeah.
Will is just wondering about the structural integrity. He's never been, besides those lizard folk tunnels, he's not an underground sort of person, so.
I mean, there's no beams shoring things up. This doesn't look like the...
Guys, there's no beams!
The Tivoli clay mines.
I guess badgers don't build...
Well, Gwen in her purple pouch starts pulling like these giant candy cane pieces and starts erecting beams to hold up structurally the dirt that's down there, right. like a mine.
Gwen, this isn't the best place to start your new candy shop.
In the sphincter of a badger.
What?
It'd be a great name, though, for a candy store.
The sphincter of a badger?
The sphincter of a badger?
I'm trying to make Will more comfortable.
So, Mo, do you know where you lived under the river, how those tunnels were held up? Did they have big supporting beams, too, or not like this place?
I don't know. I was not part of construction. I was not the engineer. I did more stabbing.
Yeah, you seem more stabby than engineer-y.
Yes,
so there's nothing of obvious.
Are you asking now Eric or Mo?
No, Mo.
Oh. I never really pay much attention. I don't know. I mean, this seemed fine. I feel kind of comfortable here. It is dark, but I mean, pink light is good.
I light up my billy club too, which is not pink.
What color is it?
I always imagined it as like a kind of like a lightsaber blue, not because of lightsabers, but just that's what I pictured the light spell looking like.
Interesting.
I never thought about that.
Like a cool temperature, like white, like a cool LED or like blue.
Oh, not blue, like a cool LED light, but slightly bluer.
Like those annoying headlights.
Yes. Oh, yes. Ouch. Thank you.
I hate those.
Someone
hate
else to hate.
Mine is a pleasant romantic. Your light is pink and it makes everyone look beautiful because that's what pink light does. And then mine harasses your senses. So that makes sense. It makes sense.
So, yeah, the tunnel opens up into this larger. Again, I it's hard to say cavern because the ceiling is certainly not any higher. It's still very, like, kind of crouchy for you tall folk.
Oh, man.
Little bit. It's not, like, it's not unbearably hunchy. It's, like, a little bit. I mean, it's harder for Gwen than it is for Will.
How far underground do we feel? Like, did we go down slightly?
Just slightly, you're not, like, way underground. Okay. Yeah. If you had to...
If Gwen stood up, is her head going to, like, pop out of the ground?
Not that much. But, yeah, I mean, if push comes to shove, you could foresee maybe in a pinch, like, if the entrance caved in, digging your way... to the surface.
Oh, interesting.
If
very
that
interesting.
Were to happen.
Okay, thank you very much. Thank you for mentioning that.
Unless you found yourself encased in a metal box.
Oh, or a badger's sphincter.
The badger's sphincter.
That's a really hard phrase to say.
Badger's sphincter?
Yeah.
Just the double S. All right. So the it opens up into this sort of open... call it a room.
Okay.
It's not cavernous feeling, though, just because of the low ceiling. But it sort of extends beyond, and there's a couple sort of short step drops down in front of you. And about, like, 30 or 40 feet away, you see this sort of low stone platform-ish, like, dais thing upon which sits the most enormous badger any of you have ever seen.
What?
On a platform?
Is it dead? Is it ready for us? Oh. Is it in a shopping bag so we can just carry it away?
There's no shopping bag. There's no handles.
Is it reading a book?
Does it have a crown?
There is no crown. These are all such there is no questions. Book.
We're all making a better story than Eric. Just kidding. I like how I said we when I didn't suggest anything. I was just like, whoa, ideas are great.
Is it sitting in a bowl full of Jell-O?
It's sitting in a bowl of Jell-O in a bag reading a book with a crown on its head.
Wow.
Coincidentally enough. No, it's just sitting there like a badger would, just sort of on all fours, just there, and it's kind of facing you, but its eyes are closed.
Oh, it's sleeping.
Maybe. Or maybe. Dead.
Wait, it's on a pedestal?
Kind of. Like a raised sort of stone dais-ish rough.
Can you explain
it's a weird place
again,
to take a nap.
So there's an open. We're in an open room, and then in an alcove, there's this.
No, just kind of in the center of this open area.
Oh, in the center of the open area. Okay.
And there's some areas beyond where your light doesn't reach.
Oh gosh.
Like you don't see any far walls. You know, it's going to differ depending on your dark vision radius, if you have any, or your light radius and that kind of thing.
Okay.
Can Gwen see?
Yeah.
Gwen has a little bit more. Because she can see a distance of 120 feet.
Okay. Your dark vision lets you see sort of the back walls of this space. It's maybe about 50 or 60 feet across in either direction, maybe a little wider than it is deep. You see some sort of like openings off to your right, leading somewhere. It's hard to tell from your current perspective.
When you said like the biggest badger we've ever seen, I mean, Will's never seen a badger.
Right,
can you
exactly.
Well, also like our real life to us, can you compare it to the size of a real life animal? Is it like a regular badger or is it like a horse or something?
No, it is about 10 feet long.
10 feet
Whoa.
Long.
Oh, it's bigger than Gwen.
Is that like a couch or something? I'm trying to picture. I'm not good at like. You know what I mean? I'm not
it
good
is
at like
a couch. 10
feet, right? Like that's right.
Yeah,
that works. And add 4 more feet.
Yeah.
Put Bathwack on top of Gwen, and that is how big it is.
Oh snap! Alex is gonna kill you, Denise. Watch out! You see that face? Look at his face. It's full of anger. Look at his little cute face.
I was just thinking about the badger waking up and then the Mega Man power gauge filling sound. Just like in the corner, his power gauge fills up. You know, yeah, and then we have to fight him. We're jumping all around the room. Anyway, I know that's what. And then Bathwack comes back to reality.
Wow, Rafina's rubbing off on Bathwack.
Definitely.
No, I think Mega Man is like 60% of Bathwack's meta references.
Mega Man?
I think there's something to that. Yeah.
I do like Mega Man.
I only had one NES cartridge of Mega Man, and it was the one where he fought like there was like Leaf Man, there was Wind Man, there was.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know
that was Mega
one?
Man 2.
Mega Man 2. That was the only one. But it was really fun. So, but those are the only references I would know. Leaf Man. This is about it.
The music is all pretty great. I love it.
Yeah.
Even in the old stuff.
Oh.
This is it, right?
I don't remember this music.
Oh.
It took me a few notes to realize you were joking, and then a few more to figure out what it was.
And then you're like, wait, man, this should have been in Mega Man.
It really should have.
That was Parsley Man.
Parsley Man!
It was Garfunkel Man.
Yeah.
What are we doing?
Yeah, what were we doing?
Giant badger in the middle of the room.
Uh-huh.
No, thank you.
Yeah, we can see the walls, and so it's just this, that's it. There's the dais? The badger.
I had to look that up and play it on Google. Dais.
Can I roll to see if I can hear it breathing?
Sure.
That's appropriate, right? What would that be? Perception?
It would be.
While they're rolling, how far away is it from?
From where you are currently?
Yeah.
5, 10, 15, 20 feet. 8 perception.
Great.
You put a hand behind your ear, Will, and you tilt your head towards the badger, and you don't hear any breathing. And as you're sort of leaning in, you're looking over as well, and you see its eyes open.
I like put my hand on whoever's next to me like this, Bathwax. You know, like just I guess I slap Bathwax's face.
Head, yep.
Because he's right at the wrong height. Although I think if I were,
you've slapped my nipple 4 times so far, so.
Great now.
That's what a purple crate.
I'm
sorry. Okay, I hit Bathwack in the face, I guess, but I don't mean to. I'm just like trying to alert people, and then if I can tell whoever's next to me, I just send a message that says, "Its eyes opened."
Mm-hmm.
That's what I do.
Got it. Come forth, ye who would visit me.
Oh my god!
Oh. That was Abby. That wasn't Rufina.
It was Lucia Blue.
Hi. Do you live here?
Yes, I do. This is my lair.
Okay.
Is this some kind of god?
Yeah, what is your name?
Do you not know my name? And behind you...
I'm Bob Dylan!
Are you going to Scarborough Fair?
Oh my god. I really hope his name is Bob Dylan now. I mean, if it's anything else, that's very disappointing.
Badger Dylan.
Badger Dylan!
Behind all of you, you hear Mo getting very excited.
Oh.
Oh, oh.
Like really excited?
Mo, what?
This is God.
Which God?
I can't believe I not connect. Connect. What is it you connect?
Dots.
Yes. Connect dots. I not connect dots before. This is very virulent badger.
Very
virulent. No, that's not a good thing.
I speak wrong.
Oh, virile or virulent?
Virile. That is word.
Oh my God. What? What did you...
He speaks true. I am the very virile badger.
Oh. Everybody.
I think I want to leave now. What the heck is going on?
Do you not seek an audience with me for a reason?
Yeah.
Come in.
Okay.
Is he still lying down?
I mean, he's just standing there as like a badger.
So like very virile badger. Is that like your reputation? What's the deal with that?
It is my name.
Okay.
And I suppose my reputation.
Hmm.
Gwen's gonna go closer.
Oh God, Gwen. Gwen, don't go too close.
I've dealt with people like this a lot.
Oh, no. Wow, that's
impressive.
So sad. I'm judging this badger, and I don't even know him. Poor badger.
INTJ.
Well, Mr. Virile Badger, my name is Gwen. Nice to meet you.
Hello.
We're actually helping out some folks. It appears that I don't know if you've heard of a supreme forager before.
You need badger meat.
Well, that's what we need.
Well, this is the day when the supreme forager would typically come to gather meat.
Yep, and we're doing it in her absence.
I was wondering if someone would come. It is good that someone is here. I have not been here without anybody to help with my yearly spawning.
Oh no. No.
Ow, my god.
Um How does the Supreme one Order step help back.
You? Yeah, he steps into me, who has already stepped back as far as I can back up.
Gwen is intrigued.
So, what usually happens?
Yeah.
We're new to this.
Every year, I spawn. Badger.
What the fuck?
Like spontaneous generation spawn?
I mean, it is regimented and timed, so I do not know if spontaneous is the right word.
I mean, does it involve another creature?
It involves many badgers.
Okay. Is anyone here a badger other than us?
I am.
Rafina, I think you just outed yourself as a badger. She's not a badger, I say to the badger. She's not.
So what do we need to do in order to help get the badger meat?
Well, soon there will be plenty of badger meat.
What?
I like how he's transitioned from Bob Dylan to B-52's Fred, guys. Whatever his face is.
Yes, as it is the badger spawning time.
What is his name? Fred what?
Also just
not Gwen. Fred Astaire. Fred, nope. Fred
Schneider.
Fred Astaire.
Fred Astaire. Yeah,
Fred
Astaire.
Definitely Fred Astaire.
I was just trying to. Fred just Arneson. A spawning part. I was trying to name all the Freds I could.
Wait. So we just need to wait here, and then there's going to be a bunch of badgers spawning.
Oh,
and
yes.
Are you okay with us taking some meat?
Again, there will be plenty of meat, but for you being here, strike that, reverse it. You being here is fortunate. I thought the Supreme Forager would not arrive, which would not be good for the world.
Oh.
Why not? I'm very curious how that's bad for the... I know it's bad for the umlauts, but I wasn't sure that it reached
well,
beyond
without
that.
Someone to stop the spawning, that would lead to too many badgers.
Oh my god, we're gonna have to fight a whole bunch of badgers.
How do we... Wait, we have to stop the spawning?
Oh yes. Unless you want the world to be overrun.
Badgered? Yeah. Waka waka.
So okay. I'm a little new to the Supreme Forager thing here. So if I'm understanding correctly, we need to stop a bunch of badgers from spawning.
Too many, yes.
How do we need to stop them? Like, just tell them, like, hey guys.
No.
Please don't do that.
The spawning will commence shortly. And once it does, you must strike me down.
Wait, strike you down? Whoa.
Seems unpleasant, sir.
Yeah, I mean, we have to hurt you?
You must kill me.
Oh.
Before we do that, could you please answer your question? Do you know what happened to the old forager, Supreme Forager?
I have not seen her this year. I was worried she would not come. And the badgers would spawn and spawn and spawn and spawn and spawn.
Okay, how gross is it when they spawn? Do you explode or something? What's happening?
I do not know.
You don't know?
I am not aware when I am spawning.
Wait, why? Okay, but you want us to kill you and then you're just not dead and you're still alive? You've gone through this before?
I am the very virile badger.
Gross, stop calling yourself that. How about like...
It is my name.
How about like the very vivid
What is your
badger?
Name?
Don't wear it out.
I am too, I'm a badger, if you can't tell. yikes. I
don't know if I'm comfortable killing a god, though. That's a little...
You must.
It doesn't sound like we really kill him, because he says this happens every year. Is it still you every year, or is it somebody else?
I know that it is me now.
Why do you know that we have to kill you?
It is my purpose and your purpose.
Your purpose is to be killed?
No, my purpose is to spawn badgers. I am the origin of all badgers.
Oh, wait, but if we kill you and then you're always killed, are there no more badgers?
No, it is unlikely you will kill me before badgers are spawned. Some badgers.
This shouldn't be bad. I thought I thought him being Vera, I thought, you know, one of us is going to have to spawn with him. This sounds a lot better.
So to speak.
Unnecessary. I am extremely virile.
So, you guys, I think this makes sense. This is the way it works. The badgers are all part of, they're really just one badger. And then when one badger dies, it transforms into the other badgers. So it's really not a dead badger. And that's why we get to, you know, the one badger is, we get to bring about its end, because it's not its end. It's just going to keep being a badger.
If a god is telling me that I'm supposed to kill it, then, well, who am I to say no?
Guys, maybe we get to see Gwen's second murder.
Right.
Oh, I don't, that's not.
It's not murder. It's helping with the transformation.
Thank you, Rafina. Murder is such a bad word.
It can be both.
Is anyone going to be upset when we kill you? Yeah, Mo, like, what do you think about this? Are we supposed to kill this god?
I would listen to the god.
What if the god is being manipulated and we're not supposed to kill the god?
I'm more simple than that.
Okay, Mo, I am not.
We'll have to cross that bridge when we come to it, won't we? Nobody knows what the great DM in the sky has in store for us, Will.
Nor does he.
I never know what to say.
Well, Gwen grabs her lollipop quarterstaff. She's like, okay, I'm ready. So we just have to wait till, like, all the badgers come?
Oh, you will know. Oh, that's not the right voice at all. Oh, you will know.
Are we supposed to kill any of the badgers that... Oh, God. What is... That come out of you or whatever.
Just do what you must to strike me down. Kill me as quickly as you can.
What if only one badger comes out? Then the year's supply of badgers is not great.
Do not have to worry about too few badgers.
Okay, can I squeeze out of the sphincter over here? I'm going to go out the sphincter, guys. Goodbye.
Wait, it is starting.
No! Oh, no.
The spawning, it begins.
Ew!
And
is this a good time for a break?
Yeah, I know.
Actually, yes, it is a very good time for a break. The spawning begins.
This is
get whatever substances you need to prepare.
Rafina's face is shining.
Guys,
she waits in anticipation.
The miracle of life.
Yeah, she's just holding her hands
out. Condoms.
Yeah, get rid of those. We don't need those tonight.
And I'm going to pass them out because we can't have any more badgers. Like, come on, guys. Be safe.
All right, you good?
I'm always good.
Cool.
Always good.
Alex!
He's there.
Hello.
I know he's there. That's my greeting, my traditional greeting.
I'm watching video from flying an airplane around. So that's what I'm doing. I'm staring off into space.
I thought you were pondering the virile badger.
Yeah,
I'm sure. Very.
Oh, no, that's going to be a complete surprise.
The spawning. The spawning, it has begun.
KT, do the voice. I love it when you do the Fred Beach 52 guy. Put it into Love Shack.
If you see a dark sphincter in the side of the hill and you crawl down it, it's the badger sphincter.
Save it for next week.
Sphincter. Yeah, I know. That's
the badger sphincter.
Watch out. It might envelop you into where the poo goes.
Hey,
Hey everyone, if you like what you hear, please consider leaving us a kind review wherever that sort of thing happens. Also, support us by sending us a tip on Ko-fi. You can find all of our social media links at porkfrieddice.com. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time.